We're on Daf Samach Gimel Amad Beis. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef Ta'amri, in the middle of the Yomad. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef Ta'amri Tavayu Hai Man Yoiv Zuzi Atara Charife. A person who gave money on Tvue. Atara Charife, this is a very cheap price. We'll see soon at Rashi. Tzorich laschuye lebei dori. So he has to go to the Goyren. He's giving, this is a cheap price. This is given, this is, the person is tchila lekoitzrim. And he's selling now his tvue. So if the person wants to, if he wants to be kinder, if it shall be permissible, we'll see. He has to go to the Goyren, and we'll see what happens by the Goyren. What is this inyan to go to the Goyren? If he wants to be kinder, the tvua that's being sold, he won't be kinder, the tvua. That means he gave money for the tvua. So he comes to the Goyren, so coming to the Goyren will not in any way make him a bailam on the Tvur. If the purpose of coming to the Goyren is that now there'll be a Misha Pora, why does he have to come to the Goyren? He gave money to this farmer already. So what's the inyan of coming to the Goyen? So the Gemara says, La'olam lekabuli alei mishepor. No. He has to come to the Goyen in order that if this meicha will be chayza, he'll be mekabala mishepor. Uman di yoiv zuzi atare charife. A person who gives money for tvua, which is being sold at a cheap price, lebeitrei tlosa yoiv. He doesn't only give to one farmer, he gives to a few farmers. We'll see why soon. Imischazileim. So lemaise, a person who is purchasing tvua, tare charife. We'll explain now the inyan. This is how the Teres Chaim explains pshat. He's going to a farmer who was tchila lekoitzrim. That means this farmer just cut his tvua. And he's selling it for a cheap price. He's selling it for a cheap price. Now, this tvua which was just cut is covered b'shibolim. It's covered with the husks. So that means if a person goes to the farmer, he doesn't have the faintest idea if the quality of the tvua, there's only tvua with husks, which the lekeach cannot see and observe the quality of the tvua. So therefore, when tvua is in this matzev, so he doesn't really know who he's going to buy from. So he gives money to three farmers. And then he'll see, then he'll go later after the Goyren, he'll see the quality of the chitim of each farmer. Then he'll decide from which farmer he wants to purchase his tvua. So just like this was the seder of the loikrim, that means the loikrim, they gave money to a few farmers, but the understanding, there's no commitment. I don't know yet what I'm getting. So I'm paying a few farmers, and then when he'll be chayz, he'll get back his money. So just like there's no commitment mitzad lekeach, there's no commitment mitzad the meicher also. The meicher knows that people give him money. He's going to go to other farmers also. So there is a mutual understanding that just like you're giving money with an intent that if you decide not to purchase it, you're not going to purchase it, and therefore there's no Misha Pora, because there's no real sincerity in this transaction. So the Meicher is also the same way. So when the Meicher is selling it to him, the Meicher is selling it to him, I can be Chayza, you can be Chayza. So the Etzem, there's no Misha Pora. But if he's Mischazi, that means he comes to the Goyen, and then by the Goyen he's already capable of seeing the quality of the Tvu'im, because by the Goyen they start taking off the husks, they make Disha ready, they start taking off the husks of the Tvu'im. So he comes to the Goyen, and he tells them by the Goyen, he says, you know, your Tvu'im is very good, and I'm really interested in buying from you. So then we see that there's a commitment from the Lekeach to purchase the Tvu'ah. The Moicha here is the Lekeach is interested in purchasing the Tvu'ah. So then, the Moicha is masking to this. So now, if there'll be a Chazorim, so he has to be Mekabel Amisha Pora. So, Be'etzem, we're speaking like this. The Halacha is that you can give money on Tvu'ah, and you can be mekabel the Tvu'ah 6 months later, even though it's nisyaka. So Rashi Shita is on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The whole heter is because since there's a Misha Pora, so it's considered b'shusen nisyaka. We consider, even though Mois Einam Kainis, but we consider ke'ilu he was kainah the Tvu'ah, and later it becomes worth more, it's b'shusen nisyaka. So Be'emison, this is halacha in Hilchas Misha Pora, but it's halacha in Hilchas Ribbis. That means the Gemara is saying that what I say, if a person gave money and yeshloi, and the farmer has tvuiv, so the din is he can give him the money and he can be mekabel after 6 months. And I say b'shusin nishaka, that's dafka if there's a Misha Pora. So the Gemara is telling us by Atara Charife, there is not poshet a Misha Pora, because there's no smichas das from both tzadim. Even though he gave him money, there's no smichas das that he intends to purchase it from him. But if he was mischazei a goyren, so he came to the goyren, he observed the tvu'ah, and he sees that it's choshev tvu'ah, and he says, you know, I'm really interested in your tvu'ah. So then, there'll be a Misha Pora. So that is pshat in this memre, that if he wants it, there should be a Misha Pora, and there should be a heter, that later be nisyaka, b'shus nisyaka, he has to go to the goyren, and tell the Bala Tvu'ah that he's really interested in buying his Tvu'ah. The Eloi, let's go back further to the Gemara. A person, when he purchases Tvu'ah and Atara Charife, that means these are the early farmers who were kites already their Tvu'ah. So he doesn't know exactly the quality of the Tvu'ah he's purchasing. It's still in the Shiboilim. If he comes to the Goyren and he tells them, I'm really interested in your Tvu'ah, some chedaita. So then there's a Misha Pora, Memel, then there's a Heta, if it will become the Shaka later, it will say Bishusin Shaka. But if it's Loi Mischazi a Goyren, Amalei Amine, so the Moicha can say, I was no smichas das. Amine dashkachas peiri de shapira medidi. I was under the impression you didn't come to pick up the tvuah. So mistama, you found better tvuah. Bishoklis, and you took it. So memele, so since the Moicha is not insured that the lekeach really is an intent to buy the tvuah, there's no Misha Pora, there's no Heta. Omar Ravashi hashted the Amrit Mishum Mismach Daite. So if the whole reason of this memra of Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef is to show that he soimach das and this tfuim. Zafila ashkechei bishuke b'amalei samchedaita. So you don't really have to go to the goyren. If he's going for the goyren, that was the normal procedure because then he sees the quality of the tfuim. But if the tachlis is to show gemiras das and smichas das, so if he sees him in the shuk and he tells him, you know, I'm really interested in your tvua, so that will have accomplished the same thing and will be a mishapor. Let us see Rashi. Zek Rashi, haiman diyoib zuzi atara charif, apoisik al peiris, ad shelo yotza hashar habor. That means he's giving money for peiris, and the shar habor means when really everyone starts selling the tvua. That shah, people are still in the midst of harvesting their tvua, or it's still growing. Ela shah habochel. He was speaking about, this is an early shah. There are early people who start selling their tvua at an early time. Shehi somach lakotza. That this is somach lakotza. Shalakutais moichin bezula. Lakutis at this time, now the lakutis sell inferior tvua. Others learn lakutis means this is aniyim, the aniyim and they were malakit tvua, so they sell also at this time bezule. They sell tvua for cheap. So bezesa sign, is namas nisen dim yeshloi. Now, if Avalabos says mutalipsek vava pishula yotza shah, diktoni hoyu trilu lekaitzrim poisek imoy alagodish. Now, why Rashi had to bring in this inyan about lakutis? L'cheir, he's not buying from lakutis; he's buying from Avalabos. And hoyu trilu lekaitzrim is speaking about Avalabos. So why Rashi has to bring this in Shalakutas Moichin Bezulo Zesovez Zesosayim, I really don't know. We could see maybe a Mahalach and Taisus, but as we'll see Taisus, we'll see that, and for Rashi this doesn't help. So I don't know why Rashi brought this in. Tzorcha Lekeach L'Schazuyah Abeidor Shal Moichin. He used to go to the Goyren of the Moichin. Kshudosh V'Zeiret Fuhos Sebe Goyren. Now, this early shah is only those who the tchilu lekaitzrim me selling his own tvua. The ilu shah haboru, the later dikei shah, that poiskim af lemi she'ein left, there's a later shah, so then there's a market already, so then I can buy tvua for he doesn't have. He may lose a yesh loze. L'may mi boi hai de mischas, ila mikni mamish le yuchla meichel achzer. Ale koni bochi, elim ke moshechs. What does it help going into the geirem? Ila kabuli meichel le mishapore im yachzer. So then, if he doesn't come to the geirem. So Mor says, no, som chedaite. The chol chad v'chad, each one is seimich das, v'yoda da'aleika somech hai lekeya. Then he knows that the lekeach relies on him. Uschayre mikiyemesi vein dati lachse. Hilkach im chosa boi moich ikilim miltayu b'mishapore. And if there's a mishapore, then there's a heter to be poisik. Ashte da amriti mischasi mismachdaitu afilulim mischasi beidorinami. Ela ashkechei b'shuk alach hazman v'omale chazid aloch samichta relying on you ikam mishapore. Zegt de Gemara weiter, Amar Rav Nachman, Klola de Revise Kol Agar Notalei Osa. The Klal of Ribis includes every schar that a person is getting, any revach a person is getting for not receiving it promptly. That means if someone is giving money and he'll get the goods later. And because of that, he's going to get a profit, or he's giving the goods now to get the money later, and because of that he's overcharging him. So kol ager notalei osa, and it comes to include, even though it's derech mekach and memka, afal pikein, if there's a revach from the netirim, from waiting and not getting paid right away, or not receiving the goods right away, also. That's also. Zukt Rashi, ager notalei, schar hamtone, that any schar, any revach that he's acquiring because Yenne is waiting, imoizel gabe mishum hamtone. So if, let's say, in this case, that a lekech is giving money and he's going to get the goods in 6 months, imoizel gabe, so because of this, he's giving him a cheaper price. Shemagdim loy hamois, amekach ein loy lamoicha achshav. The Meicha does not have the Mekach. So Memeila, if he has the Mekach, so it's finished. So it's ended. The Mekach is ended already. It's Yeshla and he sold it to him. But if he doesn't have it now, and because he's giving him time to shtel to the goods, he's giving him a cheaper price. So, ein leila Meicha achshav. So that's awesome. That's one member of Rav Nachman. Va'omar Rav Nachman, hay man diyoiv zuze lekiroi. A person is giving money, a zuz, to lekiro. A kiro is a person who sold chalois shave. That means he used to sell wax. And he's giving him a zuz. Vika'ozli dalet dalet. Now the price was, that the price was dalet chalais of shave for azuz. Va'omale, now this meicher kiroi, the one who's selling the wax, told him, yehivne locho hei hei. I'm gonna give you not 4 chalais for azuz, I'm gonna give you 5 chalais for azuz. So that means he's giving him a cheaper price. He's meisel gabe. Isnu gabe, if the moicha has shave, he has shave ishori, so it's mutter. Less no gabe also. But what, so if he has shave, so then he can be, so he has it now and he's selling it to him for a cheaper price. A person, that's called, it's a mekach memka. He's selling to him for a cheaper price, a kasha famaisa. But that's called, it's a mekach memka. Now, there's no tzad halvo over here. Less nugabe, also. What if it's less nugabe? He doesn't have it. It means, so now he's giving me money. I'm gonna give him shava in 6 months, and because of this, that he let me have the money now, I'll give him shava at a cheaper price. So less nugabe also. Frekte gemore pshite, so what's the chiddish of Rav Nachman? This is a poshet tzir of agar nota. That's pshat. He doesn't have shava. He's going to give him shava in 6 months, and because of him being magdim the mois, he's going to give him the shava at a cheap price. So what's the chiddush of Nachs? Moses leitzriche the isle hashroi b'mos. This moicha bought in the city shava. He has shava, that means he went to someone in the city, and he bought shava from that person. Now, ma'u detayme, given the islay ashroi b'mosa, since he gave already money for shava in the city, so it's equivalent to Achiyovi Bini Shamsamavtech, we'll see in Rashi. The Mashmalon, given the Machasri Govaine, command the Lesna Yudom. Now, before we'll see Rashi, Lechaire, we can learn this Gemara in 2 Eifan. One Eifan we can learn the Gemara speaking about, that he went to the city, and he gave him money for Shabbat. And he ended up in Spikati, he bought Shabbat. But it could be, he wasn't miyachid, I'm buying this. He said, you should give me X amount of Shabbat, and he paid for it. But Lemaise, he doesn't, there's no miyuchidik Shabbat that he possesses. There was no Mashiach, it was only a Kenyan Keset. So in order for him to be a Bailim on the Shabbat, that he should be able to be Moizel Gabe, that he can now sell it for a cheap price, so that's called Mechusa Gabeina. It's, he does that. Yeah, he gave money for Shabbat, Yenedavim to Shtel and Shabbat, but he doesn't Shtel to the Zamishapor. That's all good, well and fine. But it's not cool that he possesses Shabbat. But perhaps it could be if he went to a store and he says, I want to buy this Shabbat. I want to buy this Shabbat. Fine. So he gave him money for this Shabbat. So could be that is not considered mechusa gevayne. I mean, good, I didn't make a mashiach on it. But could be that that's called I possess Shabbat. Could be mechusa gevayne is only if they were not miyachid the Shabbat. They weren't, yeah, he bought Shabbat. That means he ended up in Tzushtal and Shabbat. It's a Mishapora, but he doesn't, they weren't miyachid the Shabbat. So that's not called that he possesses Shabbat. But if they were miyachid the Shabbat, could be that's called Yeshloi, and he's allowed to be Moisel Gabay. Or it could be that a fill of the miyachid the Shabbat, since Mois ain't him koines. So Memele, so even though a Mishapora helps the Gabi the Halacha of Bishusay Nisyaka, that means if it became more expensive, we say, well, since it's a Mishapora, it's like yours. But the Gabi the Din to be Moizel Gabe, you need a bigger Bailis in order to be Moizel Gabe. So Al Kaponim, but that's the Chiddush, that even though Islay Ashroi Bemoso, Afal Pikein, since it's mechusa gevayne, so it's not called that he possesses shave, and therefore he can't be moizel gabe. And the Gemara throws in, I would think mechusa gevayne, but this is equivalent to achiyovay bni achem samavteich. We'll see Rashi and Tosfos what this means. Gemash melo. That, no, it's worse than achiyovay bni achem samavteich. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Likiro Meicher Shav. This is a person who sells wax. Now the price was Dalad Chalosh Shava Bezuzim. The four Chalosh of Shava Sazuz. Yehivna lo Hei this man Pliny told him, I'll give me now the money, and I'll give you later in 6 months. I'll give you Chalis that hay for a zuz. Behigdim loy hamois. And Yenny gave him the money now. Achshav. So Mamela, so before the Hakdomas hamois, he's charging him a cheap price on the Shabbat. So the din is as follows. Isnayu im biyodoy. If he, it's in his rishus, he has the Shabbat. Avol einam be'ir. It means it's his. It says, it's not in the city. That means he needs money now. We'll see in Rashi. He needs money now. He owns Shabbat. He owns Shabbat. He lives in Muncie and in Texas. He has the Shabbat. Fine. So Al Capone, but it's a number. He needs money now. So he can't do business. He can't sell the Shabbat in Texas because no one will give him money for that Shabbat. So, But Lemaise, he hears Shabbat. He possesses Shabbat. So then he can tell him, you know, you give me money, and I appreciate that you're going to wait 6 months till the delivery comes to me, but it's my Shabbat. So then he can be Moizel Gabe. He can give him a cheaper price because Be'etzem, he possesses Shabbat, and he's selling the Shabbat. And that what he possesses, he can sell for whatever price he wants to sell. That's not called dumya da halva. There's no tzad halva. I'm selling you now my thing for a cheap price. That's one case. Or a second case. That means Yen is coming. He wants to buy Shabbat. And he lost the key. He has a warehouse over here. He lost the key. Till he's going to get a locksmith to go and make him a new key. So he has to wait a few days. The locksmith went on vacation. Now this person, so again, he can't sell and he needs money. He needs money now. He has to pay now his electric bill. So Lamais is Azoy. He hears Shabbat to sell. And Yen is giving him now money for the Shabbat. But Yen has got very considerate. He's giving him now the money and he's masking to in 6 months to get the Shabbat. So Memele, so if he has the Shabbat, it's Biyoda, it's his Shabbat. So that's not called, that's called, it became yours right away. It's sold, and I'm selling it to you for a cheap price. The Havalei, Halveini, Achiyovai, Bini. There's a similar Gemara that he says, lend me money till my son will come. It's none, but Masnisen, the Mutter. We'll see, maybe a little clearer in Tosfos. But if he doesn't have Shabbos, so then he can't be Moisel Kamei. So the Gemara says, Pshite. So the Gemara says, this lay ashroi be Mosa. Hamoichar azeh. Hafunosan Mois. He also bought Shabbat. Uposakim acheirem al Shabbat. So he is also a bailus of Mishapora. So I would think that maybe that's sufficient. That's equivalent that Shiyovit. He just has to pick it up. I mean, he paid for it already. So it's Kamashulon. No, there it's called Mechus Gebeine. There's the Zachason and his Bailus. That's considered he has it. So since he doesn't have it, he can't be Meisel Gabe. Now we'll see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis. You say this to Kazachim, we'll see in Taisvis. Va'omale Yehivna Loch Chamisha Bezuze. I'll give you 5 chalas of Shabbat for a Zuzah. Perish. Lizman Ploini. And I'll give you one in 6 months. Isnayu Shori. So if it's here, so it's mutter, it can be meisel gabe. Lesnayu also. Avul dalet bezuzi. But to sell him, he doesn't have Shabbat. But he's going to sell him the price, the market price. Shori livsay. Given shekeina shah, the poison of shah shebishuk. That means even though if I sell you dalet, shema yisyaker, and then you'll be getting more than what you gave me, but that's mutter. But al tziyotza shah, I can't sell him a cheaper price. The whole lumbus of yotza shah is with the money, can go now to the shah and purchase it. V'im taima, faktoisus, amai osa lifseik chamisha bezuse. Faktoisus, afilu he doesn't have. Why can't he sell him a cheap price? Maishna mitarsha de Rav Nachman. Rufi oma lekamon, tarsha shori. Now tarsha, the taish of tarsha is a lotion of cheresh. That means, cheresh means we're not talking. We're not talking the wrong things, and even though be'etzem, there is a agernota, from that speaking it's mutter. As long as you don't talk, it's mutter. Now we'll see what that means. Sho limker schoire bahamtone b'yoyser midomel. Amor dikizach. That the din is that if I have schoire, and the normal price of the schoireless would be $100. Yana comes to me, he wants to buy schoire. He says, listen, I don't have money, I'll pay you in 6 months. No problem. I'm selling you the schoire for $150. But that's garnished. He didn't say that if you give me money now, it's $100. If you won't give me money, it's $150. He just said, fine, it doesn't say a word. I hear you want to buy the schoire, you want to pay me 6 months, no problem. I'll sell it to you for $150. Now what happens? Now let's see what's really happened and why it's mutter. The pshat is like this. He has schoire. He wants to overcharge him. I mean, I can give any price I want. Yena knows, I mean, it's not a no, he knows, I mean, I may score the price. He comes to me, listen, I need this chayra now, I can only pay you in 6 months. No problem. He's selling it to him for $150, which normally a person would give money now to buy for $100. So the meicher and the lekeach take this into consideration. Listen, Rabbi, you're going to give me the money in 6 months. So my meicher, I want some revach. So he's selling it to him for $150. So if you don't open up your mouth, it's mutter. I mean, but if you open up your mouth, you tell him, listen, if you give me money now, it's $100. You give me in 6 months, it's $150. Then it's also. Because you opened up, then you spelled out the whole thing. You said, that, for paying later, I'm giving you now and you're paying later, you have to pay more. Then we see the ribbis. Then we see the ribbis and that's also. But if he's quiet, Meret Gornish, he just tells the Muslim, I'll pay you in 6 months, no problem, I'm selling to you for $150. Totar Sheshori. Limker Schoire Bamtone, Biyoisa Midomeo. I'm selling more than the prices. Ubavad Shiloyeforish Loy Ima Akshav Bepochis. As long as you don't say these words, so from the Etzim transaction, is that minisht was spilt sich up to? I mean, he's buying schreif, $150. We don't see the whole kilkel over here. So memele, so then the din is that what? That is mutter. So Tosfos says a gemara that if you sell schreire, and if you won't speak out that if you pay me now, I'll sell it to you for $100. If you pay me in 6 months, I'll sell it to you for $150. If you speak this out, this is also. I have a lot to do that. That's also, that's ribbis. But if you tell him, he tells you, no, I want to buy schreira, I'll pay you in 6 months. No problem. $150 I'm selling it to you. As long as you don't say anything, it's mutter. We don't see the ribbis. The ribbis is not nicker, it's mutter. So, Frechtoises, Amurdike Kashe. So we have the same Spielachel over here, and here it says it's also. Here we're talking about that here the Meicher wants to sell wax, and the normal price of wax was 4 chalas for Azuz. That was the normal price of wax. And now, the Meicher didn't have any wax. He didn't have any wax. He told him, you know, I'll give you wax in 6 months. I'm going to pay me now. I'll give you 5 chalas for Azuz. So he's giving him a cheaper price. But because of the intent, you give me money now and I'll give you the goods in 6 months. I'll charge you cheaper. So our Gemara, it says, it's also. It does, I feel he didn't say a word. That was up my. Give me that, I'll give it to you in 6 months and I'll give you a cheap price. It's also. And there the Gemara by Tarsha, when he's giving him schoire, and he says, you'll pay me in 6 months, and he gives him a more expensive price, then the din is that it's mutter. So, Tosef right, Amir de Kekash. V'yesh loima. So Tosef says, Amir de Kekasod, which is Mordek Negele Maisa. Kiven the Ozli Hoche Dalet Bezuze. Here the Gemara says, everyone knows the price of wax is 4 chalas for Azuz. That was the price. That's what the Gemara says. So he comes into me and he gives me money and I tell him, I'm going to give you in 6 months 5 chalas for Azuz. Now, you don't have to say anything. But everyone else is selling, look around, all the other people, everyone that designs all over, 4 chalas for Azuz. And I come, and he comes to me and he says, you know, I'm going to give you 5 chalas for Azuz in 6 months. But there it's spelled, Afilu, he didn't say a word. It spells out everything already. The price is 4 chalas for Azuz. He says he's going to give him 5 chalas for Azuz in 6 months. So we see what, so that's, since I'm going to give you the goods in 6 months, I'll charge you cheaper. So that kiv and the osli hochet dalet bezuzet. Have a kilo pirish im aachshe bepoches. Im lizman pleini biyoisa. Then, this will give you that. Ulefize. So Tosfos came up with Amr, now comes out Amr de Kechumra. That what the Gemara said by Tarshe, if you keep quiet and you don't speak out, the tooth stole them its mutter. That is Davke if lo yotza hashar. If there's a shar, that means the price is a known price already. So I can't give someone schoir and tell you pay me in 6 months and I make a different price, a higher price, because since the shar is, the price is $100 now, and I'm telling you, you're going to pay me in 6 months, it's $150. I feel like I didn't say a word, and you didn't say a word, but it's understood. Well, why are you paying $150 for the schoir when you can get it now for $100? It's al kocha, because you're going to give the schoir in 6 months. You're going to pay in 6 months. That's the case over there. So the visa lo yishor Rav Nachman the commentar she ele bedovo shein shemosa yadua. We're speaking about something that you can't shut up its value. Kagoy pore eitalis. That means I'm selling you a pore. Now each pore, there's no such thing as a standard pore. Each pore is unique. So memele. So between you and me, if you'd give me now the money, I would sell you the product for $100. I would do it. But fine, you tell me you're gonna first give me the money in 6 months. But there's no, it's not your doer that this is worth $100, because each product is unique, each talus is unique. So memele, so then if you keep quiet as a hetter, you don't talk anything. He said, listen, I want to buy from you this par, I'll pay you in 6 months, no problem, $150. It's finished. Then it's mutter, because the ribbis is not nicker. Avo peiris im yotza ashar, o salasis mehem tarshe. But peiris, peiris, which is a standard commodity, so memela. So if he's selling in Paris for $150, and the price is now $100, I feel like everyone is quiet. No one says a word. It's awesome. Ma de teime kaad sheyovei bni domi kamash malon. The Gemara said, I would think that the Gemara said if less nugabe, if he doesn't have shabe, so then it's awesome. And the Gemara says, Poshet it's also, he doesn't have Shabbat. So the Gemara says, no, he bought Shabbat in the city. He didn't take it yet. So I would think it's just like Ada Ose B'ni is Kamash Malon, that it's worth Pusas Mechusa Gevayin. Bim Toima. So when we learn our Gemara is saying like this, Ad Shiyove B'ni is Mutter. I would think this is equivalent to Shiyove B'ni. Kamashmon, it's worse, because it's Mechusa Gabayim. B'im Toima, V'Rav Nachman Posek L'Kamon B'Shili Pirikim, Kehilil D'Osa At Shiyove B'ni. Now, there's a Machloikis further, on Daf Ayin Heyom Ad Aleph, if so B'So is Mutter At Shiyove B'ni. That means like this, I come over to someone and I tell him, listen, lend me a saw. I'll give you back a saw. I need a saw now. I have a saw, really, but my son is bringing it. I have a saw. My son is bringing it. So even though saw, the saw is also, but over here, if the whole problem is I don't need your saw. My son is bringing it. Till it'll come, I have a suda now, so I have to make now chalas. I need a saw now. But this doesn't fall into the category of halva. Mishimachi, it's mutter, saw b'saw. That's what the Rabbanan hold. He'll hold it's also. He'll hold it's also. Saw b'saw, I feel what she yovei b'nei. So if I tell you, in Rav Nachman Paskins like Hillel. And here Rav Nachman said, Amemre, you know, the Islay Ashkoi Bemos, I would think this is equivalent to Shiyove B'ni. Sometimes it's worse. You have Nachman, you hold that Shevim is also Asa. You hold Sabri Sat Shevim is also Asa. So what's, I would think it's the Kacha Yavim Nei. That's why it's discussion. In time of Rav Nachman Posek Lakamah Bishili Pirkin, Kehillu, the Asa Kacha Yavim Nei. Yeshloima, the Vadai Derech Halva Asa Hillel holds, Rav Nachman holds Aloch after the Sabri Sat. That's Mamish Halva. He's lending, he's going to pay back. Now, really, I have a saw already, but then Hillel holds its also. Avo derech mekech umemka. But if I'm selling you, so we're already, it's a much smaller issa. I'm selling you shavu. And I'm gonna give it to you. My son is on the way bringing the shavu. I can't give it to you now. So for what? So I'll sell it to you cheaper. Avo derech mekech umemka kei hoche. Shari afila heibarba. Then I can go and give 5 chalas instead of 4 chalas. Dilav hochi. A kochi, you have to say this a chukti mekir and memkir and alvo. Dilav hochi tikshe da filo rabona le kamon le shari ala so beso. A filo da rabona which a chaylik an hilu. Only hold that a so beso is mutachi of ibni. Avo so beso sayim boy. Elke de frisches, de derch mekkech en memkech, shori 2, chomesh, bearbe mi derch avo afele so beso, dochi shori lekulam. Vim taima, so, the Gemara says that I would think, he's selling shave, that heichalas forzus, and it's speaking about, he purchased already from someone shave, So I would think this is equivalent to Tachayavai B'nai. So it's Kamash Mulan, it's not equivalent. Fine. Faktoisves, the marshal of Tachayavai B'nai was said by Halvo. He was talking about Mekech and Memke. The marshal says, I would think it's like Aso Beso Tachayavai B'nai. Fine. Vintayma, the tve havalei lasuye hoche, again, I'm not going to be so, 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 I would think, this is a mekech hamemka, chiyova bini. So tell me it's worse. That's worse than chiyova bini by mekech hamemka. Vintayma, the tve havalei lasuye hoche. The poisik ala godish, the din is, that if a person has a godish, he can sell tvue for cheap. And, cause he has the goddish. It's mechusa malacha. That means he's selling tvua. He has to do a lot till the tvua come about. But since he has a goddish, he has it already, he's allowed to be meisel gabei. So the Gemara should have said, I would think this is equivalent to poisek ala goddish, because he bought already the shavu b'mosa. Kamash mulon, it's worse. So l'chayre, if the Gemara wanted to bring a dimyan, a salkedaitach, why it should be mutter, so the Moshe Rabbeinu dimin a paisik ala godish. Yisloime, the paisik ima ala godish, le shirine ala livsik ima bishal lakutis. The paisik says paisik ala godish is not such a breite heter. Paisik ala godish means he was hu tchila lakaitzrim, so there the din is, he doesn't have it yet. He has to, it's mechusa maloche. So that what it said, Paisik ala godish is mutter, the sky isn't the limit. You can't be moizel gabei. You can give it a cheaper price, the shah halakutis. Avo livsik shavi shita b'chamshe, but to make a big zoil, like even the kati lesley, the dain shadain tzorch tita. Vi moizel gabei kulahai merzik agenota. So the marshal of Paisik ala godish, is not a marshal to us. Because here we're being makel, he wants to sell 5 fozos instead of 4 fozos. By Paisik ala godish don't have such a big heta. It can only be meizel gabei by shah ala kutis. Avo kshiyesh loy mezumen behen, o shemachusa bi yisnoi avos maftech, muta afilu shavi chamshe barbe. Vachi koma nasa kachiyovi bini vishori hoche lakula ome, since it's mekech hamemcha, kedu shari hosom l'rabona. So agavuche, I just like to say, there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Tosfos says over here that the heter of hoyehu tchilu l'kaitzrim, and you can be meisel gabei, is only, it's limited. You can make a big zoil. It can only be meisel to shah halakutis. So, it could be, we mentioned, we learned Rashi, where Rashi starts talking about shusamach lakotis, shalakutis, moichin, bezula, zesobis, zesosayim. So, if Rashi would hold like Taisvis, so it's very good. Rashi wants to tell us the kula, how much it could be meisel. But Rashi weiter says klonitazoi, that you can be meisel much more than that. So then we're stuck by Rashi. It's mentioned the Lakutis, it's not negeyan guns. Let us go a little further. A very interesting Gemara. But not, this is not a ribbistiki Gemara. V'omar Rav Nachman. Hai man do oizef pshiti mechavre. Someone borrowed pshiti mechavre. A certain amount of coins he borrowed mechavre. Va'ashkich bei tofaina. Now, it's a very interesting story. The story is like this. He borrowed the... Let's make it a little interesting. He borrowed 2,000 pshiti from him. Borrowed 2,000 pshiti. Fine. Pshiti is a type of a coin. And he borrowed. It's putis. Anyway, so he borrowed 2,000. Va'ashkech bei tufayne. And then he comes home. And he counts over the coins, and he sees there's more than he had asked to borrow. He asked to borrow 2,000, and there's more. So, ibech deishad, that means he's borrowing 2,000 putas. He comes and he sees, he counts it over, there's more than 2,000. So, we'll see soon exactly what the case is. If he can attribute, you know why he got more, he made a mistake in counting. It was a mistake. So then, so listen, he spoke clearly, he wants to borrow 2,000 kutas. He counted it over, there's more than what he had asked for. So he has to return it. He made a mistake, so it's not, ve'ilav. Now, but what if I can't attribute it to a mistake. And we'll see later what the case is that you can't attribute. It's not a mistake. Matana ba'almu diyoivle. So then he's allowed to keep it. Matana ba'almu diyoivle. I asked for 2,000. He gave me more. Couldn't be he made a mistake. So memela. So someone wants to give me a matana. And he doesn't want to embarrass me. So he sees I need money. I borrowed 2,000 puts or something. So he added a little bit more. He gave me a matan. Now, there's a murdike kasha. Let's just mention this kasha. The Ritva is a murdike kasha. I was going to say a case, when can you attribute that it was a mistake? When can you attribute it was a mistake? That's the sugya. And there's a whole sugya. In fact, the Ritva, listen, you found extra money. So go over to the Malve and ask him, you know, I wanted to borrow X amount of money. I've got some more money. What's Pshatnus? So you'll hear. He says, yeah, I made a mistake. It's a mistake. He says, I want to give you a present. But the Gemara seems we're working with Cheshbonus. Mistame this, he didn't make a mistake. And if he keep it, this could be a mistake. So ask him, why do you make Cheshbonus? Why do you work with Cheshbonus? Did he make a mistake? Ask him. So the Ritva blies by Tzachin. He doesn't understand this Gemara. They bring from Rabbi Yashiv Shlita that Rabbi Yashiv says, speaking about that the one who gave him the money is that. Now the Yoshim I hear. Now the Yoshim don't know anything about the soul. So now, I have extra money by me. I don't know, can I keep it or can I keep it? So the Gemara is saying, Cheshbonus. I mean, if I can attribute it to mistake, that's a mistake. If it's not a mistake, so then I'll have to keep it. I'll come on him. Let's see what Rashi says. Zegt Rashi, ba'ashkech trafayne, ze shekibul ha-mois, motzebem yoyse mimash amaloi chavei. This is more than the what he told them is landing him. It's e bechdei shadas toye, the ikalamei meto ha-malva becheshbin, v'lo yoda behen, and the malva was unaware. So then he's mechuyev to return it. And if not, he's not mechuyev to return it. So stop here because the cheshbon is a little difficult.